Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Tainis, Tav Kuf Samech Hey. Just a quick couple points from yesterday. So when we mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah is really the one who mentioned, when it said, when you sleep after dinner, Ashnas Keva, then when you wake up, the fast starts. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, even if you fall asleep, Ashnas Keva, is even if you're not on your bed. Apparently you fall asleep at the table, on the sofa, whatever it is, even if you weren't planning to lie down in bed, it doesn't matter. That's a hefsek for the purposes of tainus, and that is brought down in the Beis Yosef as well, in the Magen Avraham, the Gra, the Taz, etc. So it seems to be that's the psak according to everyone. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, but that's how it comes out, Lamaisa. But in contrast, if you look in, I did quickly look, and I was correct, by Birkas HaTorah, so there, most of the poskim point out, Beferish, Shulchan Aruch, and more, that for Birkas HaTorah to be a hefsek during the day, if you take a nap during the day, so many say you do say a new bracha when you wake up of Birkas HaTorah, even in the middle of the day, and there, it has to be a Shinas Keva when you go to lie down and you lie in a bed. So that's a little different over there from Tainus to here as far as the din of a Hefsek when it comes to sleeping. And just Derech Agav, I'll throw out there that I believe if you're on a plane and there is no way you're going to sleep, not all of us are Zochet first class. So then if you lean back and you're planning to sleep, Mistamba, that would be the same as on your bed. But, well, I'm sure people might argue on that. And as far as Emsa the Sa'uda, being in the middle of the meal, so you say, what happens if you fall asleep in the middle of the meal? So I just did a little more research. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's not a hefsek. The Taz writes, it's not a hefsek. It's in the Bach writes, it's not a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah, for the most part, rules that way. It says, good to be machmer. But the ones who do say it is a hefsek in the middle of the meal, that's the Gra, the Magen Avraham, and the Kaf HaChaim. So, just, that's a machlokas. Tov. Aruch HaShulchan also writes, when it comes to drinking, you're allowed to drink. He rules 100% like the Rama. Rama says, you're allowed to drink. And so he says, yes, you're allowed to drink. Okay, so that was just a bit more on yesterday. Now, we are on Bet. Tav Kuf Samech Hei Bet. Im shachach milomar anenu in machzirin oto. Once you forget to say anenu, then it's not something that you have to repeat Shemona Esrei for, so you don't go back at all.
Would this be one of those cases that we did earlier on, where if he forgot and now he wants to do ahead and wants to do a tefillas in Dava, that he would now be allowed to add anenu in?
So can you do a tefillas in Dava? As long as you're adding something,
and you're adding
anenu. So I would think 100%.
But the kavana has to be it's tefillas nadava.
For sure.
Okay.
If the second time you're doing it, but kavana is tefillas nadava, I can't imagine why you wouldn't lechatchila. I mean, lechatchila, many poskim nowadays say don't do it tefillas nadava because even the first time you didn't have kavana. But for those who are going to have kavana and they want to do tefillas, yeah, anenu is a new chiddush davar, 100%.
Okay, cool.
And so once you finish the bracha, that's it. Once you forget anenu, you don't go back. And you would just save it for, again, if you forgot it in the beginning, if you're the Shaliach Tzibur, you would say it in Shomei Tefillah. If you forgot it during Shomei Tefillah, you would just say it during Elokai Netzor if you want to. Once you finish, even if you didn't start the next bracha, you don't go back. That's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah rules. Okay, even just by, fine. Let's go on. V'im nizkar kodem sha'akar raglav, but if you remembered before you took your three steps back, omer b'lo chatima la'achar tefilaso. So then you say, before or after l'kai netzor, as long as you didn't take your three steps back. Again, obviously, if you take your three steps back, Shemona Esrei is over, but you could always still say anenu, it's not part of your Shemona Esrei. Fine, let's go on. Gimel. Right, it's not a separate bracha, and so it wouldn't be a bracha levatala if you say it afterwards. Gimel. Yesh omrim she'en yachid omer anenu ki'im be'mencha. So, some say, when you daven on your own, you don't say anenu except for mencha time. Why? Shema yochazenu bulmus. You might get some kind of a sickness. I mean, really, it applies to any kind of sickness, and you're going to have to eat. It could be mental. You can lose yourself. Sakana, whatever the situation may arise, you might have to eat. So if you're going to say it first thing in the morning, you don't know how you're going to feel 7 hours later. V'nimtza shakran b'tfilasa. So it comes out, you said you're fasting, but you in the end didn't. So it's come. So don't wait. Don't say it first thing in the morning. Wait till most of the day goes by. Wait till any time in the afternoon where you're getting closer and you're more likely to say the truth. It comes out. Obviously, you're not a shakran. At the time, you were fasting and you had a mind to fast. But it looks like it. So lechatchila, that opinion is just wait for mincha time, the afternoon. About shaliach tzibor, but the shaliach tzibor is saying it for everybody. And someone's going to keep fasting. So then, omro gam betfila shachris keshehu mitpalo b'kol ram. So when he's saying this, the bracha by itself out loud, and of course, even if he forgets, whatever, the shaliach tzibor himself will certainly say it. We'll say anenu out loud. That's not a question. Okay. She'i efshar shelo yitanu k'tzat me'akahal. It's not possible. No one's going to keep fasting. Ube arbat somos, and during the dalet somos, gama yachid omar b'chot filosaf. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, even when a yachid, on any one of the dalet somos, you say, right, it's a day of fast, right, we learned, and the night is really part of the day. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you say anenu even at Marev, even though you're eating at nighttime, and you're not only going to start fasting in the morning, you already start saying anenu at the nighttime. Okay, we're going to see that that's not the accepted custom. Because even if you end up eating, because even if you fail and you can't fast, the day itself is a fast day. That's the takana of Chazal. You can't take it back. Even if you don't fast, it still is a fast day. You're just not fasting. So therefore, it's not sheker. Now, the minhag for Sfardim is to only say anenu during the time that you're actually fasting. So in other words, if it'd be Tisha B'Av, you would say anenu already at Mariv, the night before, because you're fasting. A normal fast day, you do say anenu at Shacharis and Mincha. But what's the minhag of Ashkenazim? Haga, v'nagu b'chol etzomos, shelo la'omra kim b'mincha. No, the minhag by Ashkenazim is clearly we only say anenu at mincha time, even on Tisha B'Av. You only say anenu at mincha time. This is in your private Shemon Esrei. The Shelech Tzibor does say it at Shacharis. Milvad Shelech Tzibor she'omer Shacharis k'shemitpalo b'kol ram. Okay. Fine. I think we'll go on. Dalet. Tov lamar b'tachan nunim. She'achar tfil asam mincha. It's good to say after the Shemona Esrei, when you're saying your la'achar l'kai l'netzor, after l'kai netzor, you can add any of your own tfilos you want to add over there. Anything you didn't say during Shemona Esrei, you can go ahead and as long as you want. So here also, it's a fast day. So you should mention some kind of a tefillah for a fast day. Ribon Kol, for example, he has a whole nusach here, but only part of it he quotes. Ribon Kol Olamim Galu V'Yadu Lefanecha Shebizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, Adam Choteu Makriv Korban. So we used to bring a korban when we sent. V'ein Makrivim Emenu Ela Chelbel V'Damo. And what do we really bring up from the korban? It was the fats and the blood. And so, again, it would continue. And so we're basically makrivim by fasting our portion of our fast, fat and blood, because some of it gets diminished without getting into the science of, right, breaking down all the fats and glucose and whatever. All right, hey, let's go on.
So when it says la'achel elokai netzor, that means?
Before your three steps back.
Does that include joining in Kedusha for the Tzibur, or do you have to take the three steps back first?
No, you can answer to Kedusha but even during Elokai Netzor, even before you take your three steps back. Before Elokai Netzor, after you finish, Hamvarechet Amma Yisrael Bashalom, Right. So even before you say Yilu Ratzon, I believe you could answer to Kedusha and let's say Amen and Yehishmi Rabbah to Kaddish. Okay. Some say Hamavrechet Hama Yisrael Bashalom Amen, but that's a separate topic. Do you say Amen on a group of brachos or not? So, okay. Hey, in Hayachid Rashai Lomar Shlosh Esrei Mido Derech Tefila Ubakashas Rachamim the Davar Shebikdushahim. A person who's davening by himself, right, is not davening with the tzibor, with the minyan. He's by himself. Everyone's on their in their own little world. So then you don't say the Dvarim Shepikdusha, and Shlosh Esrei Midos is considered a Dvar Shepikdusha. Aval, in Baal Omram Derech Kriya Ba'alma, but if you're just, you're learning, you just want to read the Pasuk, so then if you do it with the Te'amim, you're reading it, so then Omram, you're allowed to say it, not a problem. That's why I just know that Chazon Avadya, he writes, you're allowed, if you're davening b'yechidus, you are allowed to say the Yigam Amidos. If you read it with you say the full pasuk, you can read it with the Talmin. I don't know if he's a Das Yachid or Mekubal or not by others, but okay, so that's based on this idea. Haga v'chein, ein liyachid lomar slichos o v'ya'avor. And so a single person should never, should not say slichos or v'ya'avor. So, okay, I'll just, because the Mishnah Berurah points it out, he just mentions after, the only time we say Slichos is after Chatzos, for the nighttime, or people could say, or during the day, but not the first half of the nighttime, except for Yom Kippur. And so that is certainly the psak of most poskim, and it's because it's not the zman of eight ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only to Zman of Din. So that's not the proper time. Okay, let's go on. Vav, interesting halacha. Hamit'ane u'mefarsim atzmo la'acherim mishtabeach. Shehu mit'ane. Someone who walks around and publicizes, hey, look, I'm fasting today. So then, hu ne'anash al-kach. So he's trying to show off and praise himself, and he's actually going to get punished. Yatzah scharo behefsedo. He's actually, it's worse. You shouldn't do that. So, small tangent. I do, well, this is a proper place. The poskim already point out that, let's say a person asks you, are you fasting? So here they say you're allowed to say, no, I'm not fasting. In fact, it's better to do that. That's right. It's a little white lie, and it's even better. Because you don't want to make yourself feel too good or show off to others, and therefore you're allowed to. And if someone is pushing you to eat, so then and your only way out is to say the truth. I mean, there are other ways, but you're allowed. Then it's for sure not a considered gaiva. It's not a problem. Then for sure you're allowed to say that you are fasting. You don't have to completely hide it too much. It's the Taz, Magen Avraham, other poskim say this. Let me just finish a couple ideas from the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, if there is a fast day that everyone should keep, but not everyone is so medaktik, then he says it's better to publicize that you're fasting because of the whole concept of peer pressure. When people see that other people are telling people to do something, you'll encourage other people to keep the psak of the tzibur. So that's a good thing. Right? Some people point out, you shouldn't put your name on a building and show off, how much money you donated. And some say, no, forget it. It's actually better to put your name up there because then your friend or your business competitor is going to get jealous and he's going to make a bigger building and put his name on it. So there's definitely, really it goes after the kavana of the person. Mishnah Berurah points out if everyone's fasting, but you yourself, you can't fast, so then you shouldn't eat in public because you don't want to show off to people. You should do it quietly so that people, you don't discourage other people or you make yourself look bad. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think, has too many places where he discusses about emes v'sheker. So I just want to go on, since the poskim already did it, I'm going to just add a little bit more about when it's a good idea to tell white lies. I'll preface just by...
It's a good idea when it's appropriate.
When it's appropriate and a good idea to say a white lie.
Good idea and appropriate.
Yeah. Right? So, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Moshe Tzuriel, wrote a book, Otzros HaMusar. Sefer. So, he points out that according to the Ben Ish Chai, he writes a book, Torah Sefer, and he has a list of 40 examples of when it's good to lie. So I won't do that to us right now. I won't give you 40 examples. He gives about 24 over here, and I'll make it even much less. But I will just say that sometimes we see Sheker is actually the emes, or depending on your perspective and how you want to define emes, it's at least Ratzon Hashem. Right? We know Yaakov is Ish Emes, and we more than anyone else, we find him fudging with the truth. How's that? So, just as a general principle, you see, in order for the sake of being an anav, to be modest, we see you're allowed to tell a lie. We'll give just a few examples from Chazal. We won't bore you with it. In order to prevent yourself or someone else from being embarrassed, that's another big heter. To save yourself from losing money or somebody else. Those are also times we see in Chazal you're allowed to not say the truth. Another time is not to trouble other people or to cause people tsa'ar and pain. That's another time you're allowed to. In order to, for the sake of shalom, you're allowed to, right? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases the name of Hashem for shalom between man and wife, right? With sota, with the water. To increase love and achva between people, sometimes it's also, we should tell a lie. Lahatzil, to save someone from doing an avera, or a lot of problems and headaches, perhaps from the authorities. Sometimes it's good to tell a lie, or appropriate, how's that? Or you don't want to get clobbered by a group of rabbanim who don't like your psak, so you're allowed to change it a little bit in front of them, or deny what you said, or for the sake of truth. I'll just give a couple examples inside, but otherwise we'll be here all day. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, a person is allowed to change, mishane, change the truth. There's a lot of lie. The Masechet Purya Ushbiza. So that's a very famous Gemara that everyone knows. Because if someone asks if you're learning, so either you don't want to show off that you know it so well, because they're going to start asking you questions. So you just say, no, I never learned that. I'm not holding over there.
I'm not holding that sugya.
I'm not holding in any sugya, but that's another story. Or another pshat over there is you're afraid they're going to embarrass you because you did just learn it, but you're really not holding, and you don't want to be embarrassed. So again, so that's really those what I listed before. It's a theme that the Torah says midvar sheker tirchak. You have to distance yourself, but it doesn't mean it's always aser. The one general rule when it's generally completely aser when it comes to lying is when it comes to business. If you're going to cheat someone, you're going to cause them to buy from you. Generally speaking, when it comes to business, it's always black and white, usser. It's when it comes to midos, between people and yourself. So that's when it's often going to be mutter, based on our examples. Here, let's just go through a few more examples. Purya, so with the bed, you don't want... So the couple perushim over there, someone sees your bed and maybe it's a little bit dirty, so you're allowed to say, I didn't sleep there, so you don't get embarrassed. Or you just went to the mikvah, you don't have to say why you went, you don't want people to think, you know, you were just with your wife. What are certain things of tznius? That's that couple explanations on that one. Or a guest. You don't tell somebody, if someone asks, you know, how was your hosts? So you shouldn't necessarily say, exactly. So you should say, well, I wouldn't say terrible, but...
No, let's say why. You lie. You say, no, it's very nice, you know.
Right. But at the same token, the opposite is true. Don't say how wonderful it is.
Right.
Because then all your friends are going to start, call them up, can I come?
Can I come?
And then it's going to become a big tircha. So it goes both ways. Exactly. So
walk a careful tightrope.
Exactly. Let's see. What else? A couple interesting examples. So we're all familiar with Ketzem or Akdim Lefnei Akala, so it's a, right? Mishnah and Ksubas, you're allowed to tell her and everyone, Kala Na Vechasuda. Yeah. She's beautiful. Now, there's different explanations of what beautiful is. There's the inner, outer, Vechule, but some you're allowed to, even if a Kala is not so on the outer, pretty, and it's more objective, you're allowed to even say, she's beautiful, you know, physically. It's a mitzvah to make somebody feel good. Once somebody bought something, you don't go tell them.
Oh that's
why I know that's or it's ugly. Look, why'd you buy that? I would have sold it to you for half price. Or this is an ugly building you bought, or an ugly stereo. It's terrible. Exactly. So that's the Gemara and Ksuvas. You just say because you're causing a person pain for no reason. You already bought it. What are you going to do now?
Especially,
so you want to make them feel good.
In this country.
Right, so in Israel it's even harder to return. In America you often get 30 days.
Send it back to Amazon.
Right. Exactly. So if you actually can help him, like you said, so if you have a few days to return it, so then maybe it is a good idea. But again, the principle is clear. Save yourself from Lashon Hara, etc. Let's see, any Avera.
Someone feel terrible.
Sure. I think we'll go on.
Balkari.
So we mentioned that.
You mentioned that. Yeah. But
okay.
Not that we have too much Tumma going around anymore today.
Okay. A couple interesting other things. If a person is a... Here, some of the heterium, are not clear-cut. Do it really with real caution. But for example, let's say you want to save somebody from appointing a mayor or a leader. Sometimes you're allowed to even lie to make them say some things inappropriately about them in order to get people not to choose them or vote for them. So there are heterium for that, but how to apply it and not, well, because if you're playing with, I'll say it's a good idea, but you are playing with fire. And it could actually be, sometimes it's, whatever. Should you weigh the difference between Shevatas and Kumbiase? Depends on the situation.
The bottom line is if your wife asks you if she looks fat in the class, the answer is no, you look amazing.
That's right. It even has a Gemara in Eruvin, where you even, in order to make up with your wife, you have a little issues, any issues with your wife, you're in order to make her feel better, you let her promise to give her gifts and jewelry, even if you know you can't afford it. Again, that could be, that might hurt you, but the idea is there, that you're allowed to, let's see, I think we mentioned, in order to test your Talmidim, you got to give them the wrong halakha, see if they'll catch you on it. It's also Gemar Erevin Yagimah. But I think but make sure they don't get the wrong psak afterwards, and make sure you correct them later on. Or if someone asks, you know, if you know something, you're allowed to lie and say, I don't know, in order not to benefit and make yourself feel good from Divrei Torah. Whatever, there are many specific examples that we can go into. But I think it's important just to get that out. Fine, maybe should we start the first one or just stop here today?
Yeah, start.
Tavkuf Samech Vav. Dinei Tanes Tzibor. Let's do one halacha here. Betan Aleph. Betani Tzibor. Omer Shaliach Tzibor Anenu Ben Goel Arofe. The Shaliach Tzibor's place is to say it between Goel and Rofe. The Chotem, and if he says it in that place, so then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'oneh La'amo Yisrael Be'et Sara. It has its special bracha, it ends with Baruch V'chule. And on these Tzani Tzibors, V'korim V'yachal B'shachres U'B'mencha, Bein shechal b'sheni v'chamishi, bein shechal b'shar yamin. So, and this Tanis Tzibor, so he writes, you say, we read from the Sefer Torah, v'yechal, even if it's on a Monday and a Thursday, and you do also at mincha. So, what I want to add, let's see. I'll just, the pasuk from Tehillim is Hashem Tzuri v'goali, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and right next to it is Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. So that's why we put it in that place, and okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out the Nusach is Ha'oneh Be'et Sara, so it depends on your Nusach, your Minag, your Siddur. And on Tisha B'Av, we don't say Vayachal in the morning, we say Ki Toli Banim, And the Haftarah is from Yirmiyahu, Asof HaSifim. We're all familiar with that. Just follow along. Now, Haga, Umaftirin ben Mincha Dirshu. So that all Ashkenazim are familiar with. The Sephardim do not have a Haftarah at Mincha time. So if you want to, if you're in a hurry and you want to save a couple minutes, you could daven with the Sephardim, but then they'll get you four karbanas beforehand. Shacharis ein maftirin, and when it comes to shacharis, no one has a custom to say haftarah. Chutz mibitish abav. Right. So there we just mentioned there it's a little bit different. Now Mishnah Berurah points out interesting. Whenever the Ashkenazi custom, not by Sephardim, Ashkenazi custom is when you're leaning from vayachal. So the tzibur says a couple of the psukim. Shuv mecharon apecha, we're all familiar, Hashem kel rachum. There, when the tzibur is saying it, it's really a tefillah. It's a bakasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baal Kore should only say it once. He shouldn't say it twice. So the Baal Kore should be quiet. Let the tzibur say it, and the Baal Kore doesn't say it. And then he pauses. And then when they all completely finish, so everyone can hear, then he says it. I don't think it matters. The one who's getting the aliyah, so we know the one who says the bracha should always say it laying quietly to himself, and it, I don't think it matters. He can do it either time. Mishnah Berurah says better to do it with the Baal Kore, but okay, that's that. And let's just finish here. The Kore afilu kishachal erev Shabbos, and we read it even when it starts erev. We read these things even if it's erev Shabbos. Like for nowadays, basically it's Sarah Batavis. V'im it'anin b'rosh chodesh, and if it comes out that you're fasting on Rosh Chodesh, korin shacharis v'parshas Rosh Chodesh. So then in the morning, you read Parshas Rosh Chodesh. That takes precedence over the Tainus. U'mincha b'shel Tainus. And then at Mincha time, you do Tainus. Because Rosh Chodesh, we don't lay in the afternoon. And if a person messes up and reads the Tainus in the morning, v'yichal, then he's Yotze. And then the fourth one he'll read from Rosh Chodesh, and that's it.